Well, it seems to me, as a long-time observer of these affairs, that the speed at which events are being reported is obviously accelerating at a time of sort of 24/7 global reach media, and that the media's need for a new story, a new sensation, is also ever more intense. And Africa is kind of still a bit of a wild frontier compared with Europe or the United States in terms of extraordinary happenings. And a whole succession of stories coming out of Africa in the last few months have been given pretty sensational treatment, but pretty superficial treatment, I would say, too. And then the media bandwagon moves on to the next big sensation, leaving the problems very much the same as they were before, or possibly even worse.
Mark Malik Brown, the Minister for Africa, has just been to Eastern Congo and Rwanda. And the problems in that region haven't abated, have they? They've just fallen out of the headlines.
Not at all. And in some senses, they've always been there, and the media, or the to some extent some sections of the media, appeared to wake up to it in September, October, when there was a big displacement of people in North Kivu. It was a bad development in a very bad situation, which has been going on for many years. So when you hear figures like 5 million dead being bandied around, that's not referring to what's happened to in the last 2 or 3 months. That's what's been happening since Congo descended into civil war about a decade ago. But despite the severity of that situation, and despite the fact that nothing much has changed really, the media have moved on now to a much sexier story, which is this piracy off the Somali coast.
I mean, there are so many problems facing Africa, though, isn't it? It's not surprising that the Western media sort of flits from one thing to another, and that the Western governments find it hard to develop a coherent strategy.
Well, maybe it's not surprising, but it is a bit dismaying, because actually, on the whole, Africa is doing a lot better than it once did, and it's wrong to try and or to appear to portray this as a continent in constant crisis. As Malik Brown pointed out to me, there's quite a few countries that have quite good records, notably Rwanda, which has emerged from the genocide of the 1990s with a fairly strong economic base, and other East African countries are doing much better than they were. But the focus is always on the bad boys and the dropouts, like Zimbabwe, or as they're characterized in the West, or Sudan, or indeed Somalia. I mean, Ethiopia is another relative success story, given the famines that struck that country in the 1970s, 1980s, it's doing relatively well now.